This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is leaving for his home in Florida just hours ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration and 2 weeks after being accused of inciting an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. As he left the White House this morning, he said to reporters,
"It's been a great honor, the honor of a lifetime, the greatest people in the world, the greatest home in the world."
In case you couldn't quite hear that, he said, "It's been a great honor, the honor of a lifetime." He called the White House the greatest home in the world. President Trump is headed to his home now in Florida after a military send-off from Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington. He left a farewell video.
"We achieved more than anyone thought possible. Nobody thought we could even come close."
Overnight, the president issued a flurry of pardons and commutations. The AP's Julie Walker.
While the list had Trump allies, it also had more conventional candidates whose cases had been championed by criminal justice activists. One man had spent nearly 24 years in prison on drug and weapons charges, but had shown exemplary behavior behind bars and his sentence commuted, as did a former Marine sentenced in 2000 in connection with a cocaine conviction.
At noon today, President-elect Biden will take the oath of office and immediately get to work. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Among other things, Biden will reverse President Trump's bid to leave the Paris Climate Accord and cancel his travel ban on visitors from several predominantly Muslim countries. He's also planning a major reversal of Trump immigration policies, aiming to release a sweeping bill today with a goal of giving an 8-year path to citizenship for some 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status.
President-elect Biden has promised to make the battle against the coronavirus a priority. This is AP News. House chaplains are among those struggling with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic.
Chaplain Ann Dauchy at Holy Cross Medical Center in Los Angeles is a link between patient and family.
"Hi, this is Chaplain Ann at Holy Cross. I'm so sorry."
Dauchy holds on for miracles.
"We try to kind of reframe what a miracle is. Sometimes it's living another day. Sometimes it's a patient opening their eyes."
There was one day last week 11 people died at the hospital from the coronavirus. Chaplain Kevin Deegan had trouble sleeping that night.
"I just kept hearing the voices of both of the families on the iPad, screaming, crying, asking me why. So I could hear their voices, I could see their faces as I was going to sleep at night."
Deegan says he doesn't know how he survives this emotional turmoil. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.